I looked at the calendar, and Hashem, the Yom Tov, and I don't think we're going to be together. The next time, it might be 20 degrees, 30 degrees lower. I hope. So there's a lot in Mitzvah Shem to do this year. I want to do a lot of Tikkun Klali. First, we're learning Halachas of Shmir Sinaim. Spent some time in Halacha. But I decided that I think this is the only shiur for quite some time. And I Yantiv, 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 Hashem. And then after then, it's the Pizet system. Then my wife and I are going to Mitzvah Shem to Etzisrael for a little bit. So it's going to be a while. But I wanted to, I was thinking about this Erev Shabbos a little bit, to remind ourselves these last few days of the year of Elul, of why we call ourselves Chaburis Yosef HaTzadik. When I go to different places, so people come over and say that they would like to be part of that. They live someplace, but they feel connected to Chaburis Yosef HaTzadik. And I wanted to talk for a few minutes about more like a reminder now at the end of the year of what this is about. There are many, many Ramazim, as you all know, there are many Ramazim for the month of Elul. Each Ramaz is very, very, very deep. When we were on our way to Eretz Yisrael, these parashiyos at the end of the Torah, when we were on our way to Eretz Yisrael, we were coming to the entrance to Eretz Yisrael. There's a very strange enemy that we had to face over there. And they were still fighting with this enemy in a different way. But it says in the Torah, "La'ova Sichon melech Cheshbon havireinu bo." Sichon, the king of Cheshbon. It's an interesting name. Sichon, I mean, he existed. There was such a person. And Sichon melech Cheshbon, the Torah says, "La'ova Sichon melech Cheshbon havireinu bo." He did not want to let us through. And then it says something that reminds us of Paro. Ki hiksha Hashem alokecha es rucho. Similar to with Paro. Hiksha, in other words, Hashem gave him some additional strength. This Sichon melech Cheshbon. Not to bend. Not to give in to us. Not to let us in. And then it says, now here's where Elo, listen to Elo. Hiksha Hashem alokecha es rucho. Ve'imeitz es levavo leman tito biyodcho. Kayom hazeh. Listen to the words. V'imeitz vav. S. Aleph. Hashem strengthened his, hardened his, strengthened his, gave him chizuk, whatever. V'imeitz vav. S. Aleph. Levavo lamed. Lema'an. Lamed is Elul. Tito v'yodcha kayom hazeh. I saw this once in the Sefer for this Ramaz. I don't remember why I saw it. The imeis es lavavo leman tito biyadcha kiyom hazeh. Now the end of the pasuk also has a remarkable remez. I'll get to it in a minute. So, what is this klipa of sichon melech Cheshbon? And what's the connection between this klipa and the end of the year? Obviously, I always talk about this. I mentioned it last night for a second, that the end of the, and I'm going to talk to the women a little bit later on today, to talk to the women, the end of the year is a shar, it's a gate between, but now we're standing at that place between Tavshin Pei Gimel and Tavshin Pei Dal, and it's not stam a calendar, it's a different world. Like the Alter Rebbe writes and all the tzaddikim, that every year it's a different world. And in the Midbar, we were standing between Chutz La'aretz, that world of Tumas Chutz La'aretz, and entering into our place, Eretz Yisrael. And over there you have this klipa that's called Sichon Melech Cheshbon. And the remez is El, also by the door. Just like there was a place between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, there's a door, there's a place between the past and the future. And in that place, and Elul is the, Elul, as we've spoken many over the years, Elul is the gate between one year to the next. And there's this klipa called Sichon Melech Heshbon. Now, there was this person, and there was this army, this nation, that we don't really know. That's not what we're talking about now. But there's a certain tumah, there's a certain klipa that's called Sichon Melech Heshbon. So the Sfarim tell us that this klipa will be with us until Mashiach comes. It's a very strong klipa. Sichon is from the Lashon of Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas means a distraction. It means not concentrating, not being focused. Right? Sichon. Hesech Hadas. Sichon Melech Cheshbon. So Sichon Melech Cheshbon means there's a certain koach, there's a certain malchus, a certain klipa of tumah that has the ability, this is what the Sfarim tell us, to take a very upstanding fine Jew who davens three times a day, benches when he has to, it's on film, and Shabbos and the rest of the stuff, but that person can go his entire life and be Mesiach Das for making a Cheshbon HaNefesh and asking himself, Heichen ani b'olam, what's my tachlis in this world? To go year after year after year, putting on tefillin and with a talis over the head and doing all the stuff that you're supposed to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain koch to this klipa called Sichon Melech Cheshbon, that it's possible for smart people to their entire lives, to Mesiach Das, to just be distracted from making that which is necessary to be an Oved Hashem, a serious Oved Hashem. I was talking about yesterday morning, an emissary, an Oved Hashem, a chassid of a Jew. Now again, I'm not talking about the Baal Shem Tov, because it's a chassid, a real chassid. That there's this klipa called Sichon Melech Cheshbon. And not only that, but the Torah tells us that at that point between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, which is in time, which is Elul, that at that point Hashem is imaged, that's what it says in Torah, Hiksha Hashem Lekech Hazrucho, Now, the tachlis that Hashem strengthened that klipa, and still does, especially at the end of the year, that we should be preoccupied, and that we should make a cheshbon nefesh, and that we should come at the Rosh Hashanah worried mostly about bali tefillah and tables and other stuff, and not what we're supposed to be thinking about. Not the cheshbon that a Jew is supposed to have. What's the tachlis of what's the whole my whole tachlis in life? What's the tachlis? Why do I do all this? Why am I living this way? Hashem gave strength to this koch of Sichon Melech Cheshbon, that even though in the end the tachlis is, as it says in Pasuk, Leman Tito Biadcha, in the end I'm going to deliver this enemy into your hands. In other words, like the promises of the Torah, there's also a promise that Hashem says, in the end, guys, it'll be okay. In the end, you're going to be victorious. You're going to be able to overcome this terrible sickness of Hesech Hadas, of Sichon, to be Mesiach Das, for making a cheshbon of why is it that you keep mitzvahs? Of why is it that you're davening? Of why is it that you do all these things? But sof kol sof, there's a milchama, there's a war. And in every war, there are casualties. People that are even killed in war, and it's a very, very difficult war. Entering into Rosh Hashanah, entering into the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, was like entering into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem made this klipa, and the Torah tells us why. So first, the Rosh Tevis of Elul, v'imetzes davar l'man tito b'yadcha k'yayim hazeh. So I said to you, I think I said to you, it was a long time ago, John, 3 minutes ago, that the end of the pasuk also has Rosh HaTevis. And I don't remember I saw this. But the end of the pasuk also has Rosh HaTevis. So the imetz es levav loman is Elul. And then it says, Tito biyodcha kiyayim hazeh spells the word tivkeh. Tivkeh. Tito biyodcha kiyayim hazeh. Spells tivkeh. Tivkeh means to cry. Livkot. So together the pasuk has a remez of Elul, tivkeh. Now, that's not the first time we've heard of such a thing. One of the well-known mamorim of the Zohar Kodesh is that when it says by the Eishes Yifas Torah, Kiseitze, Uvach says Avia Bes Ima Yerach Yomim, she cries over her father and her mother, Kuchibichu, the Shechina, Kashbaruch, Knesset Yisrael, Yerach Yomim, that the Zohar says, Da Yach De'el, that's the month of El. So the Torah is Merames in a number of places that this time of the year is a time of crying. Of crying. And I mentioned last week that it's brought down from the Ariya Kodesh. Everybody heard that because one of those things that the Rebbeim felt it was important to tell us, that if you don't cry during this time of the year, if you're not able to shed a tear, there's not able to be any sincere crying, that means something epic is not right. But something is not right. So Elul Tivke is the remez of the Pasuk, and the Torah is telling us that the reason that I bring this upon you, in other words, the reason that there is this war, especially at the end of the year, where you feel this, where you feel the presence of this enemy, of Sichon Melech Heshbon, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to begin to think about this milchama, and to be able to overcome the terrible, terrible klipa that I was talking about Shabbos 2 weeks ago, that we learned in the parasha yesterday in Yitzhavim, Shalom Yieli, B'shvirus Li B'Eilech. Shalom Yieli means that one of the main reasons that a person is Mesir Das and his Tachlis in this world, one of the main reasons that we lose the war with Sichon Melech Heshbon, and with Mesir Das, for making a Heshbon, is because a person feels that he's Maslir. In other words, that life is good. There are a couple of things along the way, but a person feels that he's an Ish Maslir, and he's filled with himself. It's not becoming for men to cry. It's not something that we do. We're supposed to be very confident, and we're supposed to be very capable and independent and strong, and we don't cry. But as I've spoken about many, many times, and here's where we get back to Yosef Etzavi. There is no person in all of Tanakh besides Yosef Etzavi who's called an Ish Masliach. Uh-huh. We spoke about that a lot. He is called the successful man. Ish Masliach. And there is no person in all of Tanakh who cries as much as Yosef. But it says 7 times, pretty close to each other, that it says about Yosef HaTzadik 7 times. Different reasons for crying. Being away from his family, then meeting his family, and so on. But there are 7 times that it says by Yosef HaTzadik, a lashon of bechiya, of crying, and finally that he could loyochel yisapik, he couldn't hold back from crying. And this is the person who is called an Ish Masliach. Now, if we had a guy like that in school that was crying a lot, we would just call him a crybaby, and he'd say he's a wimp, and he's not an Ish Masliach. Because if you're an Ish Masliach, you never cry. I was in this farm store years ago, and there was this guy who was looking in a sefer, and he was making fun. Oh, it's another sefer for Chizuk, and he's making fun of the people, like they need such svarim. And the Marcha Svarim were very close to for like 50 years. The Marcha Svarim didn't say anything when he was there. When he walked out, he just mumbled like in Yiddish. He said, "This is the person that needs that sefer more than anybody in the whole Borough Park. This guy, his life is so." He said in Yiddish, "He's such a messed up this person." He knew what this guy was doing. He said he's making fun that people need a book on Chizuk, like I had a title on it. It's Chazkus. It's one of those farm. Maybe see my sefer came out Sichus is Chazkus, and this guy, he's Nishma Sliach. He doesn't need any svarm on Chizuk. He likes to hear a good shiur, and he likes to shlug up the Magid shiur, and, you know, whatever. He's like one of these guys. He's a strong guy, he's put together guy, he's got a lot of money, he's very smart. Chizik is for babies. Crying is for babies. But it seems that the Ratzon Hashem that comes out from this remez that we're talking about, Elul Tifke, that the Ratzon of Hashem is that a person, that Hashem is Baruch wants that we should be like Yosef HaTzadik, that we should live every moment of our lives with a cheshbon and nefesh. And that cheshbon and nefesh is able to bring us sometimes even to it doesn't have to mean that you're sobbing, that you're bawling, but it means to his rakshas, to feel the danger of imtachna imachna liyir alibi imtokla imacham b'zaisini b'ter, and to live like Yosef HaTzadik, to be connected in such a way like Yosef HaTzadik. And the whole inyan of tkiyah shofar, the sounds of the shofar, which of course the Gemara tells us that it's the sound of crying. It's a machloikis, what type of crying? So the shvarim or the truas, what type of tears, what kind of crying? But there's a simple humility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of us right now. And this is what I was talking about the other day by the Chabura on Erev Shabbos, about being able for men who are adults to be able to be honest with ourselves and to be honest with each other, and to be able to blow a couple of shvarim and truas about things that need to be changed in our lives and to become better, and to be able to fight against this terrible klipa of sichan melech cheshbon, that this hesech hadas, making a cheshbon of where are we in the world, what's the tachlis of our lives. A person starts to think about this. Now you start getting a little bit older. Last night, I came home, my wife asked, how was it? Did you see any from the past, or any people there? So I said, I saw this, I saw that one, I saw it was nice to see. Somebody came from the Jersey, I hadn't seen in a long time. This one, I was telling my wife. And the emes is, I said to my wife that I was pretty shaken up, because there were two or three guys that I haven't seen like in 20 years that were there last night, and they're great. And I still think of them as being bach that I was talking to. And, trying to give chizik to them, they were bachram. And one in particular was like, I saw him, I told you once a meister, there were Bissus Alman Melzer, Zechet Sarkos Arocha, Bissus Alman, had a Talmud, and the Talmud lived in Bayit Vagan, which was a new neighborhood back then, and the Talmud was making a bar mitzvah in the summer. And he went with his son, a month before, to get a bracha from the Rosh Hashiva, and he gave the Rosh Hashiva a tzettel with the invitation to come for Shabbos. There was no party Motzei Shabbos or during the week. It was to come Shabbos with Kiddush, raining Kiddush. Mrs. Alman lived all the way in Gula. Make a cheshbon. At that age, he was already 90 years old. You know how far it is from Gula to Bayit Vagan? In the summer in Yerushalayim. So they're having Kiddush, or whatever it was. Alman was still by Davin, by Kiddush. And everybody starts to run in, and they tell the Baal Simcha, but Mrs. Alman is here. The guy felt horrible. And Rabbi Zalman came in there in Habuch, and the guy, the Baal Simcha, runs over to Rabbi Zalman and he says, "Yes, Rabbi, I'm so sorry." So he said, "You invited." He said, "I never meant for the receiver to walk to the bar mitzvah. I wanted to be mechaber the receiver with an invitation, not that the receiver should walk to come." So he said, Rabbi Zalman said, I didn't come because of you. I'll tell you why I came. Of course, it's nice to make your kid happy, but that's not why I came. I came because when you brought your son to see me, and it struck me how you are already at the age where you have a bar mitzvah, bracha. And I thought to myself, it says, "Am b'sashayna analti yid." You're already an old man. When are you going to do tshuva? So I walked to Bayit Vegan because I have a hakaras hatov that because of you, I made a cheshbon hanefesh of where am I in the world, and I've been thinking about it ever since. That life is not going on forever. I'm in shenan al teid. I'm an old man, and the time has come to destroy that klipa of sichan. That Hesech does, that when you're young, you never ever think about it. When you're young, and you know how it is with guys these days, they're young for a long time, emotionally, physically they work out, feel good, got the tennis game going, they got the bicycle or the other thing, and they're young at heart, and they feel good, It's not like in the old days. People were when they were 70 or right above. I think about that because I'm not so far away from that. and this way of looking at ourselves as being anoshim matzlichim because of other ways of defining haslacha other than the way that Hashem defines haslacha, which is like a Mrs. Amen understood. To be Mahar B'tshuva, to be able to shed a tear or two. Yosef HaTzadik is Elul Tivke. The Pasuk is telling the reason why the Kosh Baruch do that. Imetz Eslavovo, Leman Tito V'yodcha, that Kosh Baruch strengthens this koch of that klip at the end of the year. So that you and I will begin to think about how insane this is. That another year has gone by. And what has changed? And that hopefully that brings a person to true davening. To think about where I am in the world. And to put the karkas into davening. So the Chaburis Yosef HaTzadik is because Yosef is that Ish Matzliach of the Torah that cries a lot. Apparently Hashem Yisbarach has a different way of looking at Hatzlacha than the world does. And Hashem sees that an Ish Matzliach is a person who lives with a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Was not Masiach Das from his family, like Yosef never stopped thinking about his family. Was not Masiach Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was not Masiach Das from what it means to live a life of Kedusha. Who knows how to make a cheshbon of what am I doing here? What am I crazy? I'm going to give in to this lady. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to give in to this picture on the computer. I'm going to give in to this looking at something on the street. I'm going to give in to this. And the crying, the bechia the sound of the shofar. This is the way that Hashem Yisbarach apparently wants us to come to the year. Elul Tivke. Vachses aviv azima yarachamda. Yachad Elul, the month of Elul. So it's another feeling that I always have this time of the year. And I think about it a lot, because I get always phone calls from different chaver about going to Uman. And especially because of the mass of the past couple of years, what's going on. It's always hard to me not to go. And so I try, with the women tonight, the talk I'm going to give them is mostly from Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nassim. So they try to connect in different ways. So I'm just going to share with you Sicha Kuf Yud Zayin. Just to read the words I'm sure some of you are familiar with it, from Sichas Aran. Because this really is Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman, this is really Elul, Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nachman is the one who wrote that, that we say about that by Tia Shofar, B'Shimcha Yagilum Kol Hayom, in your name, I rejoice all day long, as the Rosh Tevis, B'Chia. B'Chia. Because only a person is able to cry some tears of tshuva, and Yehuri tshuva, is able to feel the simcha of Rosh Hashanah, the simcha yagil and kalayim, the simcha, the joy of being a Jew. Because the b'chiyas that we're talking about are not, God forbid, sadness. It's not being sad, it's being honest. Like I was talking about in Erev Shabbos, about the chabur, the yeshiva, the bachama, spent the night at the end of yeshiva talking with each other, talking with the Rebbeim about things that they were struggling with and things that they had hatzlacha in overcoming and things that they didn't have hatzlacha in overcoming. Do you know how different our lives would be if every single one of us would be part of like something like that? Like, I'm not saying a 12-step thing, but if we all would be part of something where we would talk openly and honestly. My son told me, Binyamin is a chashuva person, a chashuva talmud chacham, and a chashuva therapist, and he told me that the most inspiring part of what he does is when he has some guys with serious addictions, and I'm not talking about Atlantic City, some serious addictions, like the kinds that Asis Potiphar was trying to pull Yosef into. And he said that he has found that when there are wives who get past the initial shock and desire to go to Besdin and leave, if they're able to get past that and they work with their husbands, there's tremendous amount of progress that is made. And he said one of the most inspiring things that he has, this is what he told me years ago, they'll come together as a group to give each other, in other words, to give each other chizuk. I think the chassidim get together in Cedarhurst, and the people from Cedarhurst get together in Borough Park. Nobody wants to. He said they became like very, very close friends, these couples, and they sit and they talk through the inyanim together, and they give each other chizuk, not just when they're together with a therapist, but afterwards they give each other also. Their lives became lives of honesty. We live like a bunch of rats in a hole, like mice. That's how we live. And they didn't want to get caught, I'm sure, but eventually they got caught. And, you know, usually it's the wife that shines the flashlight into the hole and says, "You get out of there because I'm going to get a get from you. Get out of the hole and give me a get." And then Bill sees the flashlight, the light shining on him, and he's got his kids and his whole future and his reputation. And she's got the flashlight on his face. The mouse comes crawling out from the hole he's been hiding in his whole life, from the time that he was in the yeshiva, and up to all kinds of stuff. He comes out of this hole, and then he has to decide, am I going to continue to play this game and then make a fight against my wife and her family, and how could they do that, to make up all kinds of stories or lies? Or am I going to surrender and say my whole life I've been trapped in the world of Sikh and Melech Hashem? I was just talking about on Erev Shabbos about how a person lives a double life. Remember, I was talking to some of the chevra with him, and what's going on with people. The Rebbe in the morning and Mizana Manaif at night. Like a mouse in a hole. That's how we live. So comes this time of the year, the Baruch Shalom says, Tkiya, Shvarim Trua, Tkiya, come out of the hole, get out of there. And it hurts. And you can be sure with these groups, there's a lot of crying that goes on. A lot of crying that goes on. And it comes with letting go of the dishonesty, of the gain, of the hiding, being able to be honest, and to be able to be real. I mean, that's what we want our children to be. We want our children to be honest and real people. We want them to be able to have the courage to fight against Eishes Potiphar. But if you're going to live your whole life like a mouse, then you play this game of hide and seek. So Baruch Shalom says, it comes to El, come out wherever you are. Let's speak, it's enough already. You're ready, your beard's turning gray. That's what Mrs. Alman said, I'm an old man. What am I going to... That's when you begin to be able to cry, not from sadness, but to cry from the simcha of being a real Jew, of being a real husband, of being a real father, of being a real person. So, the kfar is done. There's a certain shtetl, somachli medvedet, sham hayadar chamav zecharim levrach. So in that place was where Rabbi Nachman's in-laws lived. And in this tiny little shtetl, I mean, Rabbi Nachman grew up as a child. He was in Mezhbis. He actually grew up in his great-grandfather's home, in the Baal Shem Tov's house. But then he got married and he moved to this little shtetl. Rabbi Nachman is saying this. So he's now a married man. He's married very young, Rabbi Nachman. And in that place, in that village, there was a big river. For all of Gdelim Kanav Esuf, Harbe, Lemoid, Moid, there were a lot of reeds, things growing over there by the river. Lemoid, Moid. Hayadarko Bakoidish Ladanain, Moraine of Rabbein Zechitzad of Akashlevacha. So Ibn Asa says it was the way of our Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman. Shailokech, I mean, he heard this from Rabbi Nachman. Shailokech lefamim svina ktana. Rabbi Nachman would go by himself out to this big river by the shtetl as a young married man. Shailokech lefamim svina ktana. Vishat ima, he would take a small boat. This wasn't a yacht with sushi. You understand? He took a little boat. Vishat ima ba'atz milataycha nahar nal. And he would go out to this big river by himself. Afa pishlo ha yochel haitiv lahanik svinas ois. Rabbi Nachman grew up as a kaddish alien, like a malach, like an angel. He didn't know how to take care of this boat. And apparently this wasn't a lake, this was a river, and sometimes it's not so poshut. Afapichin hayashati ma'adar chariyakravas. He used to go there, and he would go with the boat to a place, and he would take the boat behind where there were reeds and things over there, trees or whatever. Adam wakim shlohoyeroyna say oid, but nobody could see him. V'sham osam asha osam b'vaydus Hashem esbav, b'tvila v'esbaydus. And there Rabbi Nachman was doing his esbaydus, but he osam asha osam, but Rabbi Nachman was doing it. Ashrei lo. Ki be'emes zochel ma'ashe zochel k'nir ha'b'chush b'svar ha'kadoshim. And ashrei lo, that Rabbi Nachman was zochel to what he was zochel because of all of that esbaydus that he did, that he went away from the world. Meinin ha'svina hanal. This kuf yud zayin. Meinin ha'svina hanal shahalachim ha'svina l'teich ha'nar v'hu lo yod alahanig ha'svina. As I said, Rabbi Nachman didn't know how to use a boat. Again, there must have been rapids. It was some kind of a river. So occasionally there must have been u'kshabo b'seich ha'nar rochik mi'hayabosh v'lo yod ha'klam ha'lasas ki ha'svina misnaydedis. It was the boat was, it was some kind of, the water was... And the boat was misnaydedes, was going crazy. And it almost turned over and he would have drowned. because it must have been a bad matzav over there. V'oz so'ak l'Hashem Yisbarach. He screamed, he told Rabbi Nosson how he began to scream out to Hashem. V'heirim yodav elav kiroin, he was lifting his arms up and screaming. Some of you might know this, that when he was in Eretz Yisrael in Tveria, there was a pandemic at that time in Tveria, and the Jews were trying to, it's not just the Jews, the Arabs, everybody was trying to get out of the city. And you know that by Tveria there's a very big wall, and the Kinneret's down at the bottom, right? And that was the only way out. And there were people trying to. It was a whole story how they closed the other side and they couldn't get out, and they had to try to climb over this wall. And Rabbi Nachman was actually climbing on the wall, and way down below was the Kinneret. Kemat sheyipol kemuv mokamacha, as is told in the Shivchei Aran, that and Chaim Aran, that Rabbi Nachman was clinging for life, holding on to the wall. The Sipra and the Sia Shalom, there's just so little crazy things that happened to him on that trip. Azgam Kain Sag, Beliba La Hashem Yisbarach Karoi. Vahi Rogel Lesapazos. And Rabbi Nachman, he says Rabbi Nachman used to be Rogel Lesapazos. He used to say these things over. About when he was in the river, and then when he was by the Kinneret, he used to say these things over. The Rotzel Ahachnis Belibeinu. Because he wanted to infuse this into our hearts. He wanted to infuse in our hearts. Rabbi Nachman was saying that this is how each one of us should cry out to Hashem. Not to wait here, dangling over the Kinneret, or that your boat is turning over in some place in Russia. It's a very famous sentence. This is a beautiful song that Shmuel put out this last year. Kilu be'emsa hayam toli al chut asar. You familiar with that? Like you're be'emsa hayam, you're dangling over crazy ocean, and you're hanging by a chut asar, by a hair. And there's a crazy storm, the wind, and it's Adleva Shemayim. Such a crazy storm. Adleva Shemayim. Ad Shein Yoidin Malasais. You don't know what to do. But Kemat ain't Pnaya, feel a litzai. Kemat, like he felt back then, you don't even have a time to daven. You're going to die. The truth is that a person has no eitzo in this world. To lift your eyes up. Einav liba in your heart, Hashem Yisbarach. And this is how we should live. Not just when, God forbid, there's some sort of an emergency or crazy thing. To cry out to Hashem. Now listen to these words. Ki ha'odam b'sakana gedola b'zeha olam. Ki ha'odam b'sakana gedola b'zeha olam. Because man lives in this world always in great danger. You walk outside. In your own house, you can get into a terrible argument. Whatever it is. As each person knows in his soul that this is a dangerous world. It's a dangerous, dangerous world. So never before have people felt as safe as they do now. Maybe if you're living in the Shtachim, you don't feel so safe. If you're living in Hebron, you don't feel so safe. But the people generally have never felt as safe. Okay, so they have security and different things, but that feeling of Shalom Yeli B'Shvius Libi Eilech, and that brings a person to a place of Sichan Melech Heshbon, to become enslaved, to become or defeated by that klipa of being a Sich Das, making a Cheshbon. Because Rabbi Nachman says the world is a dangerous place. And we know that. Every person that thinks knows that the world is a very, very dangerous place. And that we're all hanging by a hair's breadth over a raging ocean at any moment, to fall in. We don't always have the kaiches to overcome a particular taiva at a particular moment in life. And we talk a lot over the years, of course it's already a few years, I don't know how long we're doing this. It must be already 4 or 5 years, I don't remember when we started. We don't always have the strength to be menatzeach that moment, the Yetzirah, and sometimes you lose that moment. But to lose to Sicha Melech Heshbon, that's the worst thing. Because at least if you're a Jew, that when you lose, you make a Cheshbon, and you give a krechs, and it hurts you, and a little bit a tear, then there's hope. One of the tzaddikim said, Rabbi Yitzchak Vorkas, who said, the Amshnava said in his name, that Shlichus is the anochus, is the krechting. When Jews krechs after they do an aveira, and they feel bad about it, and they give a krechs, all those krechs come together, and it's called Shlichus. That's what he said. The krechsen noch an aveira. The erurei tshuva that a Jew has, they gather together, and then they have this thing that's called Shlichus. That's where they come from, Shlichus. Where people are able to be honest again, to come out of the hole. And that's what this time of the year is. This is not to be said. It's the biggest simcha, shimcha yigilin kol hayayim. Because that's what we all want, more than anything. And that's the meaning of Yosef HaTzadik. There was no happier person on earth than that Jew who cried more than any other person in Tanakh. There was no happier person in all of Tanakh. And we should be zayichim as Hashem. To be true members of that club of She'eris Yosef, those who remain after all these thousands of years as Chassidim of Yosef HaTzadik, and to use this time of Elul crossing over into the new year to make a good cheshbon nefesh in a real way with our families, with ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be zoichim Hashem to tshuva, and tshuva is v'yigula. We should be zoichim Hashem for that. Should be occur now. I want to thank. I forgot to begin by thanking the Rachmani family, Shira Madarchi, Avin Ram, it's about a year after year, and Rabin and the whole Mishpacha, for reminding me, and any of the sponsors, past, present, and future. So we'll keep you informed about the exact schedule. I think it's quite a while, but Mitzvah next week is Rosh Hashanah. I would say it today.
Yeah. Be a leaf.